Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we're doing. It's Wednesday, so we're bringing you that uplifting and positive news to fight back the fear, fight back the hate, and bring communities together, because there's a lot of negative news out there, but no one's focusing on the positive. So that's what we do. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm excited for the day. I'm going to go work out again and try to get big, you know, tú sabes. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Do you want to tell the people why you're trying to get big?
Well, since I'm having a daughter, I realize one day she's going to have a boyfriend, and I can't have him being bigger than me. So, true story. I need to get big. I need to take some boxing classes or something. I need to get my life together, man.
You realize she's not going to have a boyfriend or potential girlfriend for a long time, right?
Absolutely. I just need to, you know, I'm a really small guy. I need to take advantage of this time and get big. Well, I need her to see I'm a threat, you know?
Edna's can probably beat up all the boyfriends. Just throw that out there.
That is the truth. She's the threat. I don't have to get big, JP. You're right. I'm just going to stick to running, man. You're absolutely right.
Well, before we get into these positive news stories, make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend about this positive and uplifting news we're sharing. And follow us on all our social media. It can be linked in the description below. I have five, so do you want me to start first, Tim?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to start off with Norway. They just announced a total ban on fur farming. So, that's cool.
Legit. We definitely, we shouldn't be using fur like that anymore, for sure.
Are you suggesting that with the heaters and coats, we don't need fur? What do you got, Tim?
Well, my first one is actually pretty interesting. So, her name is Rami Miklowski, and she loves butterflies, and she has a really good reason, you know, more than most people. So, before her mom passed away, her mom told her, Rami, don't worry. Whenever you see butterflies, just know it's me checking in on you to let you know I'm okay and that I love you. So years go by, and she definitely, you know, every time she sees a butterfly, it gives her that warm feeling. She ran across this butterfly that had a tore up wing recently, and she didn't know, you know, what was going on. She realized that the butterfly was going to die because she's very educated in butterflies. So she decided to perform a surgery on this butterfly. Again, she's very educated on butterflies, so this is what she had, man. Her operating room was basically towel, scissors, tweezers, talc, whatever that is, contact cement, toothpick, and there were wings from another butterfly that she owned that passed away a week before. So what she decided to do was she went ham, man. I'm going to upload it to Facebook so you guys can see what the butterfly looked like before, but after the surgery, she fixed the butterfly's wing, took the butterfly outside, and the butterfly was hesitant to fly off, but after a second, it took off, and it's as beautiful as ever, man. The wings obviously don't match perfectly, but the fact that she was able to do this out of the love for her mom, I thought it was pretty awesome, and I had to share.
Okay, I thought this story sounded ridiculous before you told it, before we started recording. It's even more ridiculous. What did she need the toothpick for?
Man, okay, so like,
did she take off the entire wing and put a new one on? How did we get everything attached? Like, what happened here, Tim?
Yeah, she took off, like, not the entire wing. I want to say 90% of the wing on that right side. And she had, like, a wire hanger to, like, hold the butterfly still so, you know, it wouldn't flap off or anything like that. And the cool thing about it, she said, like, she has all the directions, man. It's wild. Like, all right, what did she do? So securing the little guy down with a bent hanger as I cut away the damaged pieces. Don't worry, it doesn't hurt. It's like trimming hair or nails. Then she sewed like the damaged pieces in one hand, And then ta-da, he's finally finished. You can see the black lines on his upper right wing don't match up 100%, but the butterfly was still able to fly. I know it sounds ridiculous, but once you see it, it's going to be like, what?
No, that's all right. That's already how I feel. Don't worry, Tim.
Well, I thought it was dope, man. What do you got for us, JP?
That is pretty impressive. My next positive news story is about CVS. They are basically, they're making a change to how we sell beauty products. If you don't know what a CVS is, it's kind of like a pharmacy store. There are a lot in Oklahoma. And what they're doing is they're trying to promote more realistic beauty and a more positive self-image in women and girls. So what they're doing is they're putting these little hearts on any like beauty box where it's like the women pictured on the box aren't altered in any sort of way. They said the connection between propagation of unrealistic body images and negative health effects, especially in girls and young women, has been established. So as a company, we need to strive to do our best to ensure all our messages we are sending our customers reflect our purpose of helping people to the path of better health. So yeah, no altered images on the beauty products in CVS, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. CVS has stepped their game up a little bit, didn't they?
Absolutely.
It's funny, because like every time you see a Walgreens, you see a CVS in Oklahoma now. It's the competition's so real.
I thought they were the same thing until right now, so the more you know with Tim McCoy.
Oh, man. Well, I'll jump right into my next one, man. It's actually about a police officer. So he was at a restaurant. From Hobart, police officer Richard Myers is his name. He was basically at this restaurant with some coworkers, and it was his first day on the job. And this lady, Melanie Hayes, and her daughter were just a few tables away, and her daughter started choking on an apple. So Melanie got up immediately, tried to get it out, and she stuck her finger in her throat to try to pull the apple out, and she felt like she accidentally pushed it further in, so she immediately started freaking out, saw the police officers, ran over there and asked for help. Immediately, the police officers went over there, but on his first day, he turned the baby over, slapped her on her back a few times, and the apple came out. He admitted that this was the first action he's done as a paid police officer, and he thought it was amazing. Of course, the mom is very, very happy about it, and it was just a sweet moment to happen, but I just wanted to share it because your first day on the police job and you have to save a child's life at a restaurant that you had no idea was going to happen. Anything can happen being a police officer, and I'm happy that it was such a positive moment for this family.
Yeah, that's a great positive news story, Tim. This shows you how tender and fragile the little newborns are. Have fun with that whenever your kid comes in June.
Man, I know it's going to be a wild ride, but I'm excited.
Nice, Tim, nice. What was the police officer's name?
Officer Meyer.
Well, shout out to Officer Meyer. Hopefully you have a long, great police career.
Absolutely.
My next positive news story is about an anonymous donor. They donated to the Toronto Center of Addiction and Mental Health. They wanted to keep it anonymous, so you want to guess how much money they donated, Tim?
$25,000.
Higher.
A million.
Higher.
That's too much for me, man. I can't guess any higher than that.
An anonymous donor made a staggering $100 million donation to Toronto Center of Addiction and Mental Health. I really don't think I need to add anything to this other than, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
How do you anonymously donate $100 million? Somebody's going to find out.
I mean,
yeah, it's ridiculous. $100 million? Bill Gates? Like, anybody? Who's a billionaire in this world? Who can afford to just give away $100 million like that?
Well, speaking of Bill Gates, he's not doing anything anonymously because the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, my next positive news story, they're helping repay Nigeria. They're helping Nigeria repay U.S. $76 million polio facility they set up. They're trying to help pay for it. So, yeah.
Dang!
two positive news stories in one.
Take that, world.
But yeah, I don't know how you anonymously donate $100 million.
Man. Shout out to them, whoever you are, anonymous person. I hope you're listening. Man. That's just wild to me, $100 million. I'm just going to anonymously donate this.
Well, if you're a billionaire, let's say you're worth $1 billion and you donated 10% of your salary, 10% of what you're worth, that's $100 million. That's the equivalent of someone making, you know, $30,000 a year donating $3,000.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, that's still a lot. It's impressive no matter how you cut it, but yeah.
Absolutely. That's awesome, though, man. I'm glad that he did it. I mean, he did it for definitely a good cause, so.
Might have been a she.
Yeah, shout out to you, anonymous donor. I don't even want to say, like, any... Man, I apologize if it is a she. Probably is a she. All I know... Let me shut up. Well, I got one more positive news story. I think you have one more as well, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, I'll go ahead and talk about my last one. So, Tanya Andrews is a teacher at Joshua High School in Texas. And she was pretty upset because her cat that she's owned for the past 16 years passed away. And the reason I'm talking about this story and the reason why it's on the positive truth is because a couple of her classmates found out and they could tell something was wrong with her. And they asked, and of course, you know, the teacher told them. So they got her balloons, they got her flowers, and then they handed over two brand new kittens to her because they found out before what had happened and they wanted to cheer her up. There's actually a two-part video that I'm going to share to Facebook of this teacher just hysterically crying and being completely happy. And for like the next couple of days, she just couldn't get it off of her mind how happy she was that somebody thought about her this much, her students thought about her this much, that she impacted them this much for them to make her feel better. And so dope. They even brought her cupcakes. I mean, that's how nice these students were to her. And I thought it was awesome because there's a lot of teachers out there that are doing a wonderful job, and whenever they're going through something, they don't always have somebody to fall back on, and their students is like their family ultimately, whether these students believe it or not. And for these students to see that and do this for her, it's just beautiful to me.
How old are these kids?
I mean, they're high school age, so I'm assuming, you know, 16 years old.
Oh, so they paid for it with their own money.
Absolutely, man. It looks like it. If they didn't, they stole the cats.
We're going to assume all the positive truth and steal the tack, the cats.
All right, fine. Whatever. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, man. It's a beautiful, beautiful little video, man.
Nice, nice. Where can they check that out at, Tim?
They can check that out at the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. Is that our Facebook page, man? TPT? No, TPT underscore podcast. That's Twitter. Yeah, it's Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook. Man, I haven't said our social media in so long. Woo! May have failed there a little bit, but it's all good.
Well, what's not failing is Mark Wahlberg. Apparently, he's an actor. I don't watch a lot of movies.
Oh, JP.
Oh. And I am just completely disappointed, Tim. It's okay. It's okay.
You know who New Kids on the Block are?
Nope.
You said no?
No, no.
Marky Mark. No, Wahlbergers. Dad's Home, Four Brothers. All right, I'll be quiet.
Well, he donated $2 million to Time's Up Fund after pay discrepancy. Basically, he did a movie with another lady I don't know named Jessica Chastain. And it came out that whenever the movie came out, he got a $1.5 million beyond his original salary, and his co-star, well, his co-star wasn't the Jessica Chastain, it's a Williams. She only got $1,000 in bonuses, so that's kind of a pay discrepancy. Though the girl gets $1,000, he got a $1.5 million. And so what this Time's Up Fund does is they raise awareness to pay discrepancy from women. And so Mark Wahlberg donated $2 million to it since he was like, this is ridiculous. Michelle Williams was his co-star.
You said all kind of names before Michelle Williams.
Yeah.
But no, man, that's awesome. I didn't realize he had it's a foundation or what is it?
Basically, they raise awareness to, it's a legal defense fund that raises awareness of pay discrepancy in the, I guess, Hollywood, the actor business stuff.
Man, I think that's awesome, man. I know I've been watching, you know, a lot of TV and they talk about how, I think was it E, a news reporter, she quit recently because her co-star wasn't getting paid the same, or because he was getting paid like $50,000 more a year than her, and he's been there, or she's been there just as long as him. So the fact that people are in Hollywood are actually taking the initiative to do something about it, especially a man on top of that, it's awesome, man. I can definitely tell there's gonna be some kind of change if men keep stepping up and fight for these women.
Absolutely. That's kind of crazy, though. Like, they did reshoots for the movie, and the pay for the reshoots for the lady, is it Michelle Williams, is $1,000, and for him, it's $1.5 million. Like, that's the definition of a pay cap.
Yeah, man, that's a huge pay gap. Like, I understand maybe he gets paid more because he's a bigger celebrity, but at the exact same time, that's way too big. We're talking about millions, man. Man, that's crazy. That is crazy.
It's like less than 1%.
Well, I'm fresh out of stories, man.
I am as well. Do you want to redeem yourself talking about the social media, or do you want to do the quote and have me do the social media?
Go ahead and do the social media, man, because I have the quote. Plus, I can't remember any of our social medias right now.
Well, it's all linked below. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Share this positive, uplifting news story. News story, social media, we have the Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, Twitter, TPT_podcast, and Instagram at the Positive Truth. Why you should be following those is because Tim is going to start putting out these little uplifting videos on our social medias. First one coming soon, so be ready for that. And we have a live show scheduled. We don't know exactly the time, but it's coming last Sunday of April. It's going to be awesome. Come check us out. Hubbly Bubbly OKC. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't make change too complicated. Just begin. Anonymous.
Okay. I sure was waiting. And with that, we're out.
Stay positive.